In a world that's always changing, staying informed is key. That's why you trust First News Now for your latest local news. When it comes to your finances, trust First United Bank for the solutions you need. Whether it's a checking account, home loan, savings goal, or business service, we're here to help you make smart financial decisions. This is Charlie Day, Market Manager at First United Bank, where our team always puts you first. Please stop by to see us today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 498-528.
550,000. I don't want to set nobody short, Steve. Is he a saying no?
He said no.
He says no. 525, 550.
Send it to him.
There's a man,
$525,000. Well, in case you missed the big public auction on Friday down at the former True Value store in Marion, there was a little excerpt from Button Auction Sales. Auctioneer Kurt Button selling that property to Colby and Bethany Davis of Marion, who are going to develop a fitness athletic center with maybe some medical opportunities there as well. And this Monday morning, we're going to take a moment and hear from Colby Davis, who I caught up with after the auction.
Colby, inquiring minds all around town want to know exactly what your plans are for the old True Value building after you and your wife were there at the auction. Wife Bethany, many people know her from working at the bank, and purchased the building and all of the other assets that go along with it at public auction on Friday.
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of people in the community know, you know, and in December, my wife and I started the due diligence phase of trying to bring an indoor sports training facility to the kids of Crittenden and the surrounding communities. In May, we closed on the property at the back of the City County Park that was previously owned by a church. And we started working with the state on engineering and design plans. As circumstances would happen, I had actually tried to buy True Value in December, but it was too far along in the bankruptcy process to be saved. And on the day that I got my engineering specs back from the state with a stamp of approval, the Crittenden Press published the auction. So me and my wife met, we prayed about it, and we decided that we were going to postpone breaking ground. You know, and we already had a tree company coming in and a land development company coming in that next week. So we called an audible, we postponed it, and, you know, it was an 18-minute difference between a brand new building at the back of the county park and repurposing a building. You know, and a lot of people don't realize that the True Value building is just one of five structures. It's right at 38,000 square feet under roof, with about 70% of that climate controlled. So we are, we're going to be focusing on, so we're going to have a large turf area for indoor baseball, softball training. I have instructors that want a female softball instructor comes in from Henderson every Monday. We're going to be expanding her clientele and availability. I have a former pro athlete from the Detroit Tigers that comes in every Tuesday doing baseball and softball hitting only. And we've signed a contract with Hitting Performance Labs and Pitching Performance Labs out of Lexington. And if you don't know who they are, those are the guys that put Murray State in the World Series. So four of the seven starting and rotational pitchers for Murray State have been driving from Murray to Lexington once a month. So they are moving to Marion, and Marion is actually at the epicenter of their core business. They've got students from Cape and SEMO. They've got students from USI and Evansville Aces. They've got some guys from Murray, some Western, three or four kids from McCracken, three kids from Lyon. They don't have any currently from Crittenden, but we're hoping that with the geographical availability and the expansion into Western Kentucky, that we're going to draw kids from outside the area to our facility. We have one of the only licensed availabilities for a specific hitting software in the state. Hitting Performance Labs owns the entire state. So HPL has will be the fourth location. They're in Somerset, Lexington, and Louisville. Marion's going to be their only Western. So everybody from E-Town West will be directed to Crittenden County to start training to be, you know, an aspiring college or professional athlete.
So what is the timeline on this, Kobe? Obviously, when you were going to have to construct and develop a building from the ground up, it was probably pushed farther into the future. But you've got a lot of work to do here to get this thing remodeled and ready for this type of use.
So we've got multiple phases in mind right now. So phase one is going to be what used to be the storefront hardware store. That's going to be the first thing that you see open. And that's going to be our community weightlifting gyms. We're gonna have cardio equipment, we're gonna have dumbbells, kettlebells, you know, strength training, we're gonna have a turf area. We have some local legends in the area that are gonna come out of retirement to do some classes. You know, we're going to focus on our youth with some speed and agility type stuff to make them more well-rounded athletes. Also give them something to do in the winter other than just stare at an Xbox.
or a smartphone, right?
Or a smartphone, yeah. So you're going to see a lot of stuff. We've got some potential medical partners that are coming in because the house came with it. So some people may have seen some leaked posts last night about, you know, pictures and whatnot. So there's a lot of speculation about that. But we do have one confirmed medical partner, really two confirmed medical partners. They're working together, and there's a possibility of a strong third player coming in there, Chris.
All right. Well, Kobe, you know, as a part-time coach, this is exciting news, not only for the girls softball program that I coach, but also for all athletics in Crittenden County and well beyond. So, you know, a lot of prayers and excitement for you guys, and get her going, as they say.
Chris, I, if you don't mind, I just have to throw one more thing out there. You know, this entire project has been a leap of faith for me and my family. You know, we're not entrepreneurs by trade. We both work full-time jobs. I cannot stress enough, you know, we're going to make this affordable. We're going to make this available to the community. But it's going to take a lot of people in this community to keep the doors open so that these kids have something to do. We're enrolled in the Silver Sneakers program. So that will be, if you're on Medicare, that's going to be an option to where you can just, you know, it's a free service for those Medicare type patients. Local businesses are going to help offset your membership as well. So if you work at a large business, go into your president or GM's office and ask when you're going to be able to sign up for the Launchpad fitness area. Mm-hmm. And if we can do those things, we're going to be able to keep this affordable. We're going to be running a large ambassador program as well. And we really hope to identify kids that maybe don't have the financial means to do something like this, but they have the talent, the ambition, and the drive. And we really want to get to a position where we can sponsor those kids and to give them an opportunity to play ball at that higher level that maybe they wouldn't have if they didn't have the proper location to train.
Yeah, mighty noble effort there. Now, you brought up something. You know, you do have a day job. Tell people what you do.
I'm an aspiring major, so I'm just waiting on the president to sign my promotion order in the National Guard, and I'm on my 19th year, you know, as a military police officer and then branch now engineering officer. But on the civilian side, I'm a licensed civil and environmental engineer. I work for Urban Cable and Construction. I specialize there managing all of their kind of out-by departments, so safety and claims are my big two, as well as some insurance-type stuff, underwriting, et cetera. And that's what I do, you know, to pay the bills Monday through Friday. So this is just a passion of mine. I grew up in a sports family and really want Crittenden to be on the map in Western Kentucky. And our location, you know, a lot of people say there's nothing close to Crittenden. Well, in this specific instance with the clientele we're trying to bring from these colleges, you know, from Owensboro and Evansville and Cape and Illinois and Murray and UT Martin, et cetera, we are actually in the epicenter of that for once.
And you are a Paducah native, went to Heath High School, I believe, isn't that right? Married a local girl here, Bethany Heaton. And, like I said, most people know she works at Farmers Bank. So good luck to you guys, and we'll be signing up. So best of luck.
Thank you, Chris.
We'll be right back with more news and sports after a word from one of our sponsors.
Are you hungry for slow-cooked, fall-off-the-bone flavor? Stop by Marion Pit Barbecue, a local legend serving up mouth-watering barbecue for over 40 years. From juicy ribs and chicken to our famous pulled pork, Marion Pit Barbecue offers big portions and even bigger value 7 days a week. On Tuesday and Friday, try our loaded smoked potato. Wednesday and Saturday, hickory smoked ribs. And Thursday and Sunday, barbecue chickens. Marion Pit Barbecue, located on South Main Street in Marion. Come hungry, leave happy. Don't forget the sauce.
Now I'm going to give you a little personal testimony about Marion Pit Barbecue. I stop by there quite often. Just the other day, went through, bought a sandwich. I like extra sauce and onion on mine. No pickle. But I got a plain bag of chips. And now these are the bigger bag of chips that you get out there. They're not the family size, but they're bigger than the ones you get off the rack or anywhere else, you know, at a convenience store that are small now and they charge you the old price or a lot of other places you get a small bag of chips, maybe at ball games or such. But these are a nice, hefty, one person, good size bag. And the sandwich and the chips cost me just a little over $6. You know, I can go to a lot of other places and not get near the value, you might say, for twice the price. You know, I've eaten at one of the local sandwich shops, won't say the name of it, and got a wrap, and it was $11 and some change. So anyway, just a personal testimony about Marion Pit Barbecue and the value you get. Great food and great price. A lot of big news out of the state fair over the past few days, the Kentucky State Fair up in Louisville. The Bunton family, most of them from out around Sheridan, were recognized. They were inducted into the Kentucky State 4-H Hall of Fame. You can read more about that in this week's Crittenden Press, which will be out midweek, and also Russell Vince, 11-year-old son of Mark and Kim Vince, and the grandson of Charlie and Nancy Hunt, right here in Marion, Kentucky. Of course, Nancy was a longtime extension agent, but young Russell, 11 years old, has won a grand championship at the State Fair's ham contest. So stay tuned to the Crittenden Press this week. We're going to have a lot of details for you from his very rare victory up there for a Crittenden Countyan. And later in the week on the program, we're going to hear his award-winning speech. So congratulations to Russell Vince.
Since the mid-1960s, Miles LP Gas has been meeting the area's propane needs. For pricing, call 866-427-5469 or visit mileslpgas.com.
Well, I'll get you caught up here on what's going on the first of this week. Meetings-wise, Marion City Council will convene tonight at 5 p.m. That will be, of course, at Marion City Hall. Down in Fredonia at 7 p.m., they will have a city council meeting, and that is at City Hall. Marion Tourism and Recreation Commission will convene in the morning, 8:30 a.m. at the Marion Welcome Center. And then tomorrow night, Salem City Council meets 5 p.m. That will be at Deer Lake's Meeting Room down in Salem. In local sports, the Rocket football team had a scrimmage game on Friday night at Rocket Stadium. Not too good. Turned out the Rockets lost at least the varsity portion of that. I think the score was 38-7, I believe, when the varsity portion ended. They played three quarters. So not so well in preseason for the Rockets as they lost also the previous week down at Murray High School in a scrimmage game. It was about the same situation. So still some injuries that they're holding some kids out for. The regular season opens up on Friday night. That will be down at Marshall County, big school, 6A team. Typically, Crittenden County competes very well with Marshall County, so we'll see. Hopefully, some of those guys who have been held out of the lineup for precautionary reasons, you know, just not to let them aggravate what injuries they have. We'll see. You can catch the Gage Courtney Coaches Show. That will be broadcast, of course, each week, as it has been for many years. It will be on YouTube. We'll put that out each Thursday during football season. Coach Jessica DeBurgo's Lady Rocket soccer team's off to a 2-0 start, and they will play in the All-A Classic opener tonight over at Lyon County. That match kicks off at 6 p.m., and then tomorrow night at Rocket Arena, Lady Rocket volleyball team tips off its season against Marshall County. 7 p.m. is the time for that game. Your Lady Rocket volleyball team is a preseason number one team in the second region, according to the preseason coaches poll that was released last week. So that's a wrap on this morning's program. I hope you have a great week. Grab your Crittenden Press. We have tons of stuff in the paper this week, including the back-to-school special section. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.